What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily for Thursday, June 11th, 2020, the date you've all been waiting for. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the OK Beast, Blessing Eddie Oye Jr.
What's up, Greg?
What is up, Blessing? I'll tell you what's up, sir. And this goes for every one of you Kinda Funny Games Daily fuckos watching this show. Whoa. For too long, we've lived in the shadows, having to sit here and talk about Steam and Switch and Animal Crossing, and it's over, ladies and gentlemen.
Finally.
It is a new world order. It is a new generation. This is the PS I Love You XOXO takeover of Kinda Funny Games Daily. Kevin, change all the graphics. I don't want to see any of this green crap up there. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the day you've all been waiting for. The PlayStation 5 reveal event is today. Mere an hour and a half away right now, Blessing, from knowing what the fuck this PlayStation event's going to be about. Can you feel the energy? Do you feel it coursing through?
I'm feeling it. I've been feeling it all this week, honestly. Like, yeah. People have been wondering, like, where's Blessing been? Why hasn't Blessing been here? I'll just be honest, man. I've been cocooning. I've been absorbing the energy.
Fair.
I've been excited for it. I've been anticipating it, and finally it's here. I'm ready for it. I want it, Greg.
Now
I want it.
Many of you are watching live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. You understand that we did a whole bunch of different stuff today. We went in there and we just juggled the schedule. We said, why not start with screencast, then we'll do Games Daily, and Games Daily will act as basically your pre-show as we build towards the PlayStation 5 event. Of course, you can watch it all on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, Kinda Funny Games Daily, a little bit of a pre-show. Then we live react with you. At the end of that, PS I Love You XOXO happens live for the week. We will do it as our post-show analysis. Then right after that, not live, we record The Last of Us Part 2 review that goes live on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames at 12:01 a.m. tomorrow morning. So that's all great if you're watching live. If you're watching later and listening later, well, sorry. You're kind of listening to a time capsule, right? That was the funny thing about today, Blessing, and what to do with Games Daily, is that obviously not much news outside of the fact that, hey, there's about to be this crazy next-gen thing. I, of course, have a Roper report. I have, of course, a whole bunch of different stuff. But one of the things we had seen, obviously, on the Kinda Funny subreddit, I don't know why I called it the super reddit for a second, the subreddit tweets, all this stuff, is that people were missing our traditional, since there's no E3, there was no traditional predictions thing. And so we figured, why not use Games Daily, now part of the Kinda Funny PS I Love You XOXO crossover takeover here, because we've taken it over, Kevin. You know what I mean? You're going to have to tell Imran Khan and Greg Miller, go fuck themselves. This is a PS I Love You joint now. You know what I mean? We figured this would be a good one to jump in and use the time before this show to kind of time capsule predictions and see what we're going to do and get hyped together. And that's why Kinda Funny best friend Cameron Kennedy put up a tweet today. Did you see this, Blessing?
I didn't see the tweet, but I of course know Cameron Kennedy, the homie.
He, of course, is a very talented graphic artist, and he put up a tweet that everybody should go check out. I thought I pulled the actual image, but I didn't pull Cameron's Twitter. Do you remember Cameron's Twitter off the top of your head, or do I have to look at Slack?
Is it not at Cameron Kennedy? Did he not?
I mean, that make a lot of sense. Right. That sounds right. Is it just Cameron? Oh, I'm scrolling back.
Is this
if you
want
to play along, Cameron Ken. Go to Cameron Ken.
Oh, yeah.
That is the image. He made a PS5 bingo card.
Oh, all right. This is genius.
So
this is really good.
Do the normal thing, Bless. And this is the other thing too, where people were like, oh man, why aren't they doing PlayStation 5 predictions? Why haven't they done a bunch of stuff like that? I was like, well, I feel like every episode of every show we've done since about January has been a prediction of what we think is going to be there and what we think, you know. I keep saying Horizon Zero Dawn 2. There's this newfound respect for Ratchet and Clank. Is it going to be there? Are we going to get the Blue Point Dark Souls Demon Souls remake? Who knows? I figured, why do that when we can go off of Cameron Kennedy's bingo card here? I see it going right now in chat, of course, twitter.com/CameronKen, if you want to follow along at home and see how wrong we were about our predictions. But before we go further, let me tell you what's happening. This is Kinda Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday, even when the news will be super outdated, we run you through the nerdy news you need to know about in the video game world. If you like that, head over to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. You can ask us your questions, give us your comments, and, of course, squad up to see who you can play some video games with. Most importantly, though, you can get the show ad-free, and you can get it with the post-show we usually do each and every weekday. Today we won't, obviously, because we're running into a PlayStation 5 event, and there's just too much content jam-packed into this today to actually worry about that.
So much content.
If you want to watch live for free, you can watch on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames each and every weekday. You have a special job while we're live, and that's to go to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong and tell us what we screw up as we screw it up so we can set the record straight for everybody watching later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, Rooster Teeth, and listening on podcast services around the globe. Housekeeping for you, it's a huge week of live events, obviously, as I've already talked about. Like I said, PlayStation 5 reveal event, we're live streaming. Then the PS I Love You is live right after as the post show. Then Last of Us review is popping tonight, Friday at 12:01 a.m. Pacific time. Then tomorrow, the Kinda Funny Core Game Jam is officially ending. After Kinda Funny Games Daily, we're going to play Core, announce the winners, give away prizes, and have a great time. And then the Kinda Funny Showcase is back this year at non-E3. It's called the Gorilla Collective. It's part of our team up with The Mix. You can watch it at its new start time, 9 a.m. Pacific time on Twitch on Saturday. Of course, we'll be hosting it here, but you can catch it on a million different places too, including IGN. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Mohammed Mohammed, a.k.a. Momo, Connor Nolan, a.k.a. Connor Dowell, and Blackjack, a.k.a. he's just Blackjack. We always call him Blackjack. I usually say, let's begin with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. But not today, Kevin. Again, this is a PS I Love You takeover. You kidding me? We got to keep with the predictions here. So, Blessing, a lot of people right now driving their car, they already know all about the PlayStation 5. It's happened. You know what I mean? In their world, they're reading this time capsule. But the bingo card is interesting. So I want to go square by square here with you and get your read on it, your predictions, your bets, all right, and see who we can go. As I look to it, I'm saying, nanobiologist, you need to keep track of the stats and tell me tomorrow who won or lost and who owes who a pizza. We are putting a pizza on the line for this. All right, Blessing?
I'm totally down. Does it matter where the pizza's from?
No. Winner gets to pick where the pizza's from.
Okay, perfect.
Where would you pick
the pizza? I'm down for this.
Round table.
You know, I do love the Blaze pizza, as you know. Oh, yeah, Blaze is awesome, but I'm probably going to go round table.
Yeah. We're right.
Yeah, man.
All right. So on the first square, the first card of the first bingo from Cameron Kennedy, the future of gaming event, PlayStation 5, he has, if Horizon is shown, it is not a full sequel.
Oh, man.
What does that mean to you, Blessing? It's going to be like Ratchet and Clank Quest for Booty? I don't understand.
I've actually been rocking with a prediction. I made this prediction when I was on Beyond last week that I think... My prediction for this event is that we'll get Horizon Zero Dawn 2, but it'll be announced for 2021, but we're going to have a prologue released at launch this fall. Ooh. And because that'll be because it'll be co-op. And so for the co-op to introduce people to that to those mechanics and to those features, you then have a prologue to ease people in.
Okay.
And so I don't know if they're talking about
Solid 5 kind of rep.
Yes, I'm thinking of Ground Zeroes kind of thing.
Gotcha.
But Cameron Kennedy could also be referring to a spinoff kind of title, Horizon Zero Dawn.
What you're saying, I wouldn't say that counts. If Horizon is shown, mm-hmm. is not a full sequel. You said there was a full sequel. It's just coming next year. That this is just a very specific thing. I don't buy that. I don't buy this at all. I still say Horizon is shown. Horizon is a launch title. Take it to the bank.
Ooh, man.
Gorilla. You know what I mean? Think about
it. Man.
We're doing the Gorilla Collective. That's Gorilla Games. Connection? No.
Whoa.
But I think I know something about gorillas.
I think Horizon Zero Dawn 2 will be shown. And I think I'm not convinced it'll be at launch, but I do think there will be something at launch, and that something might be a prologue.
Have it your way. Cameron Kennedy's next square is Dreams, art stream. So, you know, the art dream from Dreams is free for PlayStation 5.
Look at him think.
His little wheels are turning.
I mean, I buy it, but I think, you know what? No, I don't buy it. I'm going to say no to this one.
To me too. Yeah, that's a no to me too. I wish that was the case. I wish they were going to say, hey, you know, Dreams is bundled with every PlayStation 5. You have, you know, the single player campaign, or you have the creation suite or something to that effect. I don't think they will do that. And I also think if they did do it, I don't think they would do it in this presentation. This has been very much about the games and the games and the games and the games you can only play on PlayStation 5, they've said, right? That you only play on PlayStation 5. I think that talking about a PlayStation 4 product that's already out weakens their message of what they're talking about. PlayStation is, you know, whereas Xbox is talking about one unified ecosystem. And granted, we'll see how PlayStation actually messages this now that they actually have the spotlight, they actually have the stage. I think PlayStation is going to be very much about the future of gaming. This is about what we can do and where we're going, not what we're doing right now.
that's my thing. And I know we're going to get into this, but like, even as far as like features in the box and all that stuff, right? Like, I don't necessarily have the utmost hope that we're going to see the box and we're going to get a breakdown of all the features. Like, the way that I'm looking at this event is as a video games event. Like, this is what you can expect from the future of gaming from the PS5. Yeah. And I think, say, in an upcoming event, right? Like, if PlayStation goes the Microsoft route and does like an event periodically, I think when they do roll out the features and roll out the box and roll out the price and all that stuff, I think that's when you do get like a, also Dreams is going to be included with every PS5 or something like that.
Sure.
I think that's when that messaging comes. I think right now the messaging is like, here are the games that you can look forward to take advantage of the PS5.
Kevin, is it possible to move the bingo card over so we can get the square behind blessing out there? I saw some people in the chat.
I mean, I guess. Give me 1 second.
Jeez. You're killing it. You're killing the game today, Kevin. This is why I brought you over. And, you know, when we said we were doing this PS I Love You XOXO takeover of Kind of Funny Games Daily, I said, well, then I need the director of PS I Love You XOXO, Kevin, here. And you're here. And you're killing it.
I don't feel like there's another choice.
You don't know any of these buttons. You've never worked on Games Daily before. This is how it is.
What do you mean?
Now, here's the $1 million question. Blessing. Addy Oye.
Correct.
Junior.
A new Junior. Ratchet & Clank game. That's what is on the bingo card. Yeah?
I'm not going to say guarantee. I definitely want it to happen. That's like the thing that I kind of want to happen most. But I'm at a strong like 75% that I think we're going to get a new Ratchet and Clank game today.
Number two on the Roper Report. Spider-Man 2 isn't Insomniac's next game, ?
Whoa.
Over on Twitter today, they were talking about what's going on. Steve Kovach asked the real Ben Gilbert, you think they'll show Spider-Man 2? And this is, you know, they're talking about the PlayStation 5 event, to which Jason Schreier tweeted, Insomniac's got another game coming first. The tweet has since been deleted. Now, Jason Schreier, of course, in the know, like nobody's business. Do you think you buy it that their Insomniac's got another game coming first? Of course they do. They got two studios. They've been doing it. They, you know, PlayStation bought them, but remember they were doing a bunch of VR stuff. They were all over the place. Do you think that this game that Jason's talking about and is now since deleted tweet is actually a reference to a Ratchet & Clank game?
I think that would make a lot of sense. Like,
do you think it's a VR Ratchet game?
A VR Ratchet game? Better not be.
We heard you, everybody. You wanted another Ratchet & Clank. Here it is on PlayStation VR. Fucking shit.
But I think it makes a lot of sense when you look at Ratchet & Clank. Like, Ratchet & Clank historically has that lineage on PlayStation, right? We look at Ratchet & Clank as a PlayStation game. Ratchet & Clank, I was going to say is, but I guess are, PlayStation mascots.
Yeah.
And now that Sony actually owns Insomniac, I think it would make sense for them to bring Ratchet & Clank back out, right? Like, the last Ratchet & Clank game we got was in 2016, so about 4 years ago. And so, like, if you think of Ratchet & Clank as a franchise that is still active and that is still going on and that is still being treated by Sony as, like, an active franchise, I think 4 to 5 years makes sense between Ratchet games. I don't think you'd want to, like, you know, stretch that time out like 10 years before you get another Ratchet game. And so Insomniac is a studio that has multiple teams working within the studio. Like, yeah, having one team work on Spider-Man. Yeah, having another team work on Ratchet and having another team work on whatever it may be, maybe a VR title. I think that makes a lot of sense.
I'm seeing in the chat people are shouting out that Jeff Grubb confirms it's Ratchet & Clank. Remember, Jeff Grubb wrong all the time. Jeff Grubb, is one of those mouth-breathing Kind of Funny Games Daily fans I see when I have to watch this show. In the chat, you know what I mean.
When has Jeff Grubb ever been wrong?
Remember when he thought he was saying forever it was going to be this June 4th for the PlayStation event, and then at the last second he got cold feet and moved it, and then PlayStation like it is June 4th, and then it got pushed a week.
I don't put that on Jeff Grubb. I think that was just PlayStation being weird, and then also like it got pushed a week because things going on in the world that you kind of can't control.
Well, I'm not saying that was the push. Remember, it was he had been saying it's June 4th, it's June 4th, it's June 4th, and he's like, you know what, it might be June 3rd. And I was like,
June 3rd.
Jeff Grubb. I see in the chat lolling out here. Get out of here, Grubb. We love you, Jeff.
I don't hold that against him. I'm going with Jeff Grubb on this. I trust him.
I mean,
never seen me wrong yet.
I haven't waited. First off, by the way, too, and real quick, if you've never watched this show before and you're here because of all the PlayStation excitement, we host Games Daily all the time. It's a joke that we're just making fun of that show, even though that is our show. Like, it's our show as well. So don't worry about it. Like,
we love Jeff. I'm not Grubb with you here. I can't ride with you here. Fuck the host of Games Daily. Fuck
Games Daily. Games Daily hosts. You know what I mean? They suck. I'm Fran. The Ratchet & Clank thing, I totally can see. I just. it's interesting because I think a couple weeks ago when we started talking about it, I was like, I guess you could, but this is the future and yada, yada, yada. And the amount of chatter online asking for a new Ratchet & Clank game, I think since that kind of proves that, oh no, it would be the right choice. It would be the smart choice. Here's one that gets interesting. And I will tell you from the jump before I even read it, I don't think it's happening on the bingo card, but I think we can go a different direction. Oh, sorry.
Actually, before you get there though, do you think, actually, is this on the thing before I say it? Because I was going to ask, do you think Knack is happening?
Fuck off with Knack.
Well, here's my argument.
No, I don't want to hear your argument. I don't want to hear the kind of funny Facebook group argument. I don't want to hear why people want to fucking Knack 3.
I think there has to be some sort of family game. Like, I think there is going to be some sort of game that is geared towards either families or kids, because I think at an event that is focused toward what probably the launch lineup and what the launch window games of the PlayStation 5 are going to be, I think you want to have something there for everyone. And if that something isn't Knack, then I think that thing would have to be Ratchet & Clank. Like, I think Ratchet & Clank would make sense to kind of fill that void of, like, what could be a family game. Ratchet & Clank is a
successful franchise, so yeah, they probably should do that over Knack. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Mark Cerny signed
some blood contract with them. He's like, I will be the architect of every PlayStation console from here on out, but I get a Knack every time. As many Knacks as I want. And they're like, please, nobody wants it. Stop making it. He's like, I will make more Knacks. Like, can't we please just pivot and do another Astrobot? Knack, make Knack.
That said, I think we'll get Knack 3.
You think we're getting an Knack 3 today? Today. It's getting announced. Knack 3. Launch title. Look at him drinking his tea.
No, I don't think so. But like, part of me like kind of hopes for it, because I just love the consistency with it. And I just love that like it's a thing that they keep holding on to. Yeah. But maybe. I don't know, man. I can't predict Knack. Knack is like unpredictable.
That is 100% correct. No one can contain Knack. Nobody can predict Knack. Here's an interesting one for you on the fourth slot of Cameron Kennedy's bingo card. Infamous game for PlayStation 5.
No.
I don't think so either, of course. Sucker Punch obviously doing Ghost of Tsushima. Not that that would eliminate someone else or another studio or a third-party partner. God, if Bluepoint, if that was Bluepoint's game, they were redoing Infamous. Hoo-wee! I'd be happy. Because I'll lose my fucking mind today if there's an Infamous game announced. Period. End of story. However, yeah. The question I would like to iterate off of this as I'm scanning the card over, do you think you see anything from that Uncharted game that's been rumored forever? That Sony San Diego is working on an Uncharted game under the tutelage of Naughty Dog.
Man. I was actually like thinking about the cadence of Naughty Dog announcements today, because like I went back to like watch all the Last of Us 2 trailers, because the game's the review embargo is up tomorrow, as you mentioned earlier in the show.
12:01 a.m. Pacific time.
And
kind of funny games.
I noticed that they announced the Last of Us 2 at the end of 2016, and that was like the same year that Uncharted 4 was released, and the year before Uncharted Lost Legacy was released, which means like they have no problem like overlapping those announcements and those titles.
Well, remember too that like that's how it worked for Last of Us 2, and why Last of Us caught everybody so off guard is that Uncharted 3 had just come out. Like, it was like, oh well, there's no way they're teasing this weird game with ants and things growing out of their heads that clearly couldn't be Naughty Dog, right?
Yeah.
And then it was, and everybody lost their fucking mind.
And so like when you immediately ask that question, or when you first ask that question, I immediately go to, well, Last of Us 2 is about to come out, do they want to reveal an Uncharted game as it's about to come out? But I don't even think they care. Like, Go for it.
Well, my whole thing on it is not even the fact that, especially if it's San Diego doing it instead of Naughty Dog, it more gets into this thing of what would the reaction of the audience be to revealing an Uncharted game this soon? I feel like we haven't even had time to miss Uncharted. We're still in the cadence of Uncharted. And granted, even if they're going to sit there and be like, well, you know, Uncharted 4 closed Nathan Drake's story. This is going to be Uncharted from brand new character's perspective, Chloe's perspective, whoever. Even still, I think it'd be like, oh, well, we didn't have time to miss it, is how I feel personally. Like, I'm not sitting around going, man, I really want some more Uncharted. I'd love more Uncharted if they give it to me, but I'm way more hungry for an Infamous game.
Yeah, I can see that. It's been what, almost 3 years since Lost Legacy? Even like, it feels like Lost Legacy just came out, even though it's not.
It feels way longer to me.
Really? Like, for me, it feels like Lost Legacy just came out last year, even though it has been 3 years. But now that I think about it, I did play Lost Legacy late, and so yeah, maybe that's why I feel that way.
August 2017.
And so, like, I feel like it's not necessarily not time for a new Uncharted to get announced. But, yeah, I'm with you that, like, I don't necessarily miss Uncharted as of right now. Especially with The Last of Us around the corner.
Right, of course. Even though, you know, I've been thinking about once I'm done with The Last of Us, like just totally done with it, about going back and trying to platinum Lost Legacy, because I never did.
Oh,
and
really?
Outside of Golden Abyss, it's the one hanging. I didn't platinum. Every other Uncharted's platinum, not the fucking card game. So it actually starts adding up real quick of games I didn't platinum from Uncharted. But it would be like that, and then it's like, then do I start playing Golden Abyss? Am I a crazy person? You know,
do it. Lost Legacy, the best Uncharted.
That is incorrect. Next on the list here is no sign of Spider-Man or God of War sequels.
I agree. I don't think we'll see. I think if we do see, well, I don't think we'll see God of War. I think if we do see Spider-Man, it'll be a tease, but also I don't think we'll see Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's my thing too, is both those games, the only thing I don't think you'd see God of War. In Spider-Man, I think it's just too early to tease, because you're going to have all these amazing games, right? And I'm hopeful, knock on wood. Of course, I hope every game's amazing. All these amazing trailers, all these amazing announcements. And you'd think that most of these are targeting the launch window or 2021 fall. I don't think Spider-Man or God of War is on track for either of those. And so I don't think you want to show your hand too early on that and then be talking about them forever and ever and ever. So yeah, I don't buy it either. Next on the card, Destiny 2 trailer. Of course, Destiny 2 just had its big, here's what we're doing through 2022, which was ridiculous and an awesome way to present it. Do you think they have something here? Obviously, a long history of PlayStation content and exclusivity.
I totally missed the Destiny event that happened the other day. What have they been doing?
You know, just because you work five shows a day for 5 days of a week.
I've been playing a game that everybody's excited for, that everybody's been talking about. I've been playing Clubhouse Games 51 Worldwide Classics on Switch, and it's taken over my life over the last week. And so, I've just been out of commission. But yeah, did they show because I know they announced the game is coming to next-gen consoles, right?
Yeah.
Did they show
there wasn't a trailer specifically for it. It was just Luke and the gentleman whose name escaped me talking about it, 60 frames a second, 1080p, 4K, you know, I'm not that guy, but talking about how it's gonna look beautiful and run at 60. But no, it was the idea that, it's coming over. If you have content on Destiny already, it'll carry over to that version. If it's on Xbox, you have smart delivery. If it's on PlayStation, you'll be able to upgrade to the new PlayStation 5 version of Destiny for no cost.
I can see a Destiny 2 trailer happening, but I'm not necessarily sold on it. If it happens, I think it'll be one of those things where it's like, everybody's like, cool. Like, we just got Destiny, and we this is all stuff that you already know about the game, but cool. Destiny 2. I think that's what we get from it.
So now, here's what I want to know. Jeff Grubb has put something into your wrong that's very tantalizing. But he says, don't call me on this, just write it down. So that means don't call you on the phone or don't read it on the show, Jeff. Let me know. Actually, and I'll keep an eye on chat. Because you're a real son of a bitch over there, is what I'm saying. Moving on here. No box shown. Do we see the PlayStation 5?
This is the thing I've been going back and forth on. Because I listened to yours and Tim's discussion when you guys were talking about this. And I kind of err more on the side of Tim. As far as, I don't think we'll see price. And I think if they don't give price, then they also don't want to show the box. Because I think those things go hand in hand. But with the level of which they have been marketing this event and the level of which they have been advertising and going hard, they have the emoji on the hashtag and all that stuff. That tells me that they're treating this event as a huge thing, which would tell me that we would get the box. And so I'm on both sides of it. I'm going to say no, we don't get the box though.
Wow, I'm still, you have to show the box. And I understand. And I think they've done a great job of games. We're talking about games. This is the future of gaming. I think if we leave this event and we don't know what the PlayStation 5 looks like, every headline will be a lot of great games shown. We don't know what the box looks like. And I think people will be pissed about that. I think that's just the cherry on top of saying this is what it looks like. I don't think you announce price. I should say, I don't think you have to. Here's what I keep struggling with, Bless. And I think I've talked to you about it both on shows and in our bathtub time. I cannot envision what this showcase is going to look like. When I talk about it, and when I was talking to somebody who is a video game developer yesterday, and I was like, oh yeah, well, when they go on stage, and I'm like, fuck, is there a stage? Like, I don't know. What does this look like? Mm-hmm. Is there a presenter? Is there a voice? Is it a state of play? Is it just trailers? I don't know what the fuck this looks like. And it's so weird because I feel like that changes what my thought on how you do all of this, where I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that we have to see the box, period. I don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility that we also get a release date and price today. I think we won't. I if I was betting, I would bet we wouldn't get a release date and price, but I would bet you'd get the box. But even if they did all three of them together, I would say that makes sense. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think the presentation is very important when it comes down to it, because like you look at the last Inside Xbox where they did all the third party next gen games, and that was very much like a homey, like everybody was at home talking to the webcams, presenting stuff. And given the situation that we're in, I don't know, like I could see this event that we're getting maybe taking like going along that route, right? Like having people at home talking to cameras and acknowledging like, hey, we're all working from home right now, as you know, and like, you know, this is the presentation we're able to put together. I think if it's that environment, I don't think we get the box, because I think they want to show off the box in the best light as possible, even if that is in the same way they did the controller, where it is just a random PlayStation blog post or like a Wired article or something, where it is like, all right, we know that we're not going to let production of a show or a presentation fuck with how you receive the box. And so like, if that means the box is on a blog where we can control how that comes off, we can control the messaging around it, perfect. If this event is like more of a produced thing, and God, I really hope it's not like what they did with the marks or anything, where it's people in front of silhouettes coming to the stage and talking. I really hope it's not that.
I think they took that on the chin enough to be like, yeah, we're not doing that.
If they figure out a way to make it like Google Stadia Connect that they did last E3, where it is like this produced thing, it is like more of a Nintendo Direct thing, where it doesn't feel like we're in a work from home environment. It feels like something that you guys produced and put together. I could see us getting the box, but at the same time, I'm just like, I don't think they're in a situation where they have to show us the box. Like, I think the only reason why
your final answer is they're not showing the box.
Yes.
I'm saying they're showing the box. They're crazy if they don't show the box. And you're a crazy person for saying that, but I'll take the point from you. Don't worry about it. Real quick, for him, you're wrong in here. Charles Jacobson says Destiny 2 will run at 4K 60 on the new hardware. So I was right the first time.
Oh, sweet.
And Jeff Grubb confirms that it's not Jeff Grubb, so don't listen to any bullshit that was in there. The next thing on Cameron Kennedy's bingo card, of course, you can follow along at Cameron Ken on Twitter. No less than 3 dogs, not 1 cat, excluding big cats.
Oh.
So he's saying there will be no less than 3 dogs in the PlayStation 5 event. There will not be 1 cat, excluding big cats.
Like, so not talking about...
talking like a house cat.
See, I took that as Trico from The Last Guardian.
I think that's too many dogs, so I'm saying no to this one.
You know what? I'm going to say yes to this one. 3 dogs? That sounds about right for our
not one cat. Huh? Okay.
Yeah, not 1 cat.
Next up here is no PS Now, that they won't talk about PlayStation Now at all during this.
I don't think there's PS Now. I think PS Now might be a focus at some point within this ramp up, but I don't think today is the day.
And that's what's weird about it, is for so long in my head the way I talked about this was that PlayStation is going to be very traditional and this is going to be their big E3 showcase, at which point you talk about everything. The fact they've gone out of their way to talk about games makes me think that this will be strictly about games, show the box, then down the line either do a state of play about price, release date, here's what the UI looks like, here's how you're doing stuff, here's what's new with PlayStation Now, or that's all in a blog post detailing what the PlayStation 5 is all about.
I agree.
PlayStation All-Stars 2. This is put in here for EJ Sponge 61's sake.
That's Emmett Watkins Jr.
Of course.
No.
Yeah, no PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale 2. Please give up on that.
I'm sorry, Emmett.
Opens with demo first, sizzle reel second. So we open with a demo of a game and then the this is PlayStation 5.
That'd be a really good idea.
I don't think so. I think you're opening with a sizzle.
I'm going to say yes, just be ballsy.
Okay. Next one is Crash is back. That's right. Crash Bandicoot, a new game.
Oh, man. I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes, and it's on the heels of Frankfurter writing into patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, just like you can. It says, good morning, Greg, and blessing. We are hours away from the PlayStation 5 event, and within the last 24 hours, we have had some odd and neat leaks for news of the new console. The first one, and the one we're going to call out that he calls out, is the leak of new Crash Bandicoot merch, which features a redesign of the titular hero and his girlfriend, Twana. Kevin, can you throw this up there real quick? We're going to go to this article.
I'll look for it.
No, it's linked. It's hyperlinked.
No, I'm looking for it.
No, you just click on the hyperlink and it'll open right to it. Or we'll go to International Business Times. Crash Bandicoot merchandise links.
I found it.
Thank you. Great job, Kev.
Where's Jason. The actual picture?
You rolled right by it. If you scroll down, it's a Wario64 tweet they're pulling up here, all this stuff, and you see a different version here of the old Crash, and then, yeah, his girlfriend there or whatever.
Oh.
If you look at this, too, there was rumors from what I saw. Of course, I'm not, by any stretch of the imagination, the biggest Crash fan. But you look at this thing with him and the cell phone. Some people were like, oh, well, if it's at the cell phone, it's probably somehow related to the mobile game, I guess, that they're doing, or doing something mobile game related. Mm. But when you talk about Crash Bandicoot, there's only one man you can bring in. The man who saved the coot.
Oh, yeah. Andy Cortez.
No. Miller, how you doing?
I'm good. Forbes, 30 under 30. A.K.A. the second best baby blues. A.K.A. the verified one at Tim Geddes. Tim, what is your hype level currently?
Legitimately shaking. Like, I just realized a second ago that I was like, why am I freaking out so much? I was like, I am so hyped right now. I haven't had this level of hype since going into the Nintendo Switch reveal event. There's just so many question marks, Greg. We just don't know. Yeah. Everything is set up that this could be the greatest, most hyped video game event we have ever seen. And I know that that's, you know, setting expectations high. Well, I was like, oh, you're just getting the times that I don't think that's possible. I think that no matter what happens, everyone's going to have something that they're fucking hyped about.
Well, I come to you, Tim Geddes, with the question of, and the bingo card question here, of course, from Cameron Kennedy. Are we getting a new Crash game today?
I hope we do.
Okay.
I don't think this is the right venue for it.
Really?
But Sony likes to kind of associate themselves with Crash, and this is where, well, you know, PlayStation E3 events where we finally did save the Bandicoot so many years ago. But with where Activision is taking Crash and Spyro and that kind of realm of their games, and Tony Hawk even, over the last couple of years, I almost feel like that's more of a state of play type announcement, not a PS5 reveal event place. Because I imagine if there's a new Crash game, it's PS4. That's why I don't think we'll see it.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you just do cross-gen at this point?
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I'm kind of expecting to be really focused on PS5 stuff. And like, if we're getting a lot of the cross-gen stuff, I think it'll be like bigger titles like Assassin's Creed and Call of Duty.
And then my next question is about Crash. Have you seen this leaked merch and the new design for his girlfriend? You still think that's not good enough to make it be a Crash day to day?
I think it's totally possible, and I'd love to see it. I don't know, but Crash is one of those things, and especially when it comes to this team, I swear their games leak every single time they've done anything recently.
Sure.
So this merch stuff doesn't surprise me. A new Crash game is coming. Is it the Crash World that kind of leaked like 6 months ago or whatever? Maybe. But what that is, I don't know. I'm excited. In terms of platformers and mascot characters, I'm more hoping we get Ratchet and Clank 2.
Oh, God. I was afraid you're about to fucking say Knack.
I hope we see Knack as well. But in terms of games I actually want to play, not just, you know, our Lord and Savior being a part of this, I want Ratchet, and I'm starting to feel good about it because Jason Schreier, did you see his deleted tweet?
Oh, yeah. We already talked about it. Thanks for watching the show.
Okay.
He's an embarrassment. You know what I mean? Like, He knows the show's live.
Doesn't listen to anything we do.
Call. No, thank you, Tim, of course. Tim and Andy will be joining us in 30 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, as Games Daily ends.
30 minutes?
Games Daily ends, and we roll into your pre-show for the actual PlayStation 5 event. Of course, you'll get to see all the sausage get made here on Twitch. Oh, hold on a second. Hold on. Hold on. Don't say anything. It's a special guest, everybody. Oh, shit. Hold on. Don't say anything. Stop saying anything. Don't say anything. All right. Hold on. I'd like to welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Kinda Funny Games Daily during the PS I Love You XOXO Takeover. He's the Hispanic heartthrob, Texas treat, Latino heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds, the globe-trotting headshot nitro rifle from Twitch.tv, Andy Cortez.
Greg Miller, what's going on, Hollywood Miller?
Hi, Poppy. How you doing?
I have huge, huge news. Huge news. It's very exciting.
All right.
Very exciting stuff.
Yeah.
The local supermarket got back in Turkey and American.
Fucking Christ. I'm sorry, everybody. You know, you think they're
Turkey
all
and what?
Watching
Turkey
the show.
And what?
There are 5,500 people watching games daily, and they want to fucking do this. They want to play games out here. Well, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes, Andy. Congratulations, you garbage man. God damn it. Next.
I really want to know Turkey and what.
You know what? You're going to, in 15 minutes, don't worry. You'll see him or whatever. 25 minutes, you'll see him. He'll tell you about it. Next one here on the bingo here for PlayStation 5, the future of gaming from Cameron Kennedy. No GTA 6. And he puts in parentheses, free space.
Yeah, we're not going to see GTA 6.
I don't believe it either, but God, could you imagine if we did?
Dude, what a pop.
I don't want to do it because it would roll, but
like,
can you imagine?
I would walk out of the room and I don't think I'd come back, honestly. Like, if they reveal GTA 6, that's the end of the conference for me. Like, I'm good.
Yeah, not going to happen, but God, that would be insane. That would be ridiculous. And that's the thing.
Yeah, man.
Think about it this way. And I know we're all starved. We're out here in the desert dying of thirst. We're ready to drink the sand, right? But without having a real E3, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that it is fucking Thursday. This should have been the last day of E3. Without a real E3, like, we haven't had the giant pomp and circumstance and, you know, fucking buildup and moment and the live streams, and it's all happening today.
Yeah.
Like, I said on Twitter, like, I'm exhausted already. I'm hyped up on cold brew. I'm excited for anything can happen. Will GTA 6 happen? Of course it won't happen. But what if it did? And there's that 1% chance of it could fucking happen.
Dude, I watched that clip from last E3 of you guys reacting to Keanu Reeves in Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah.
And legit, that took me back. I was like, oh yeah, man. Like, E3 does have moments. Like, even like the chill E3s have big moments. And so like, if today is the culmination of there's so many things that are ready to announce and like things are so weird and like games are ready to actually be revealed, if we're going to get some of that hype today, then like, no matter what it is, like, could it be GTA 6? I don't think so, but
who knows?
Hey, there's who knows, you know?
Who knows? Anything can happen. In the same vein, the next one on the bingo card here is Siphon Filter. Do you think you'll see a Siphon Filter?
No, but it's not impossible.
I'm in the same boat where I think I would say no, because I don't think Sony Bend would want to give up
Sony Bend, Siphon
Filter. Yeah, in Days Gone, obviously, just came out in the grand scheme of timelines. And I don't think they would have had two teams working on it. And so I don't think it would have been one that they handed off to a third party or another first party or something like that. I think, if anything, they'd want to do Days Gone and then try to take the learnings back to Siphon Filter, or do one more Days Gone and then come back to Siphon Filter that way.
What if it was Siphon Filter? Like, you see the logo and then it fades out and then Naughty Dog logo fades in. You know? Siphon Filter.
Can you fucking imagine? Because that'd be, don't get me wrong, obviously, like, I think especially the last two PSP ones underplayed Siphon Filter's amazing fucking games, Logan Shadow and, oh God.
You're talking to the wrong guy. I don't know.
God, oh fuck, it's so when it was the last time I fucking talked about Siphon Filter on PSP? Siphon Filter, Logan Shadow, Siphon Filter, Dark Mirror. Great games. No, wait, was it Dark Mirror or was that the PS2 one? No, it came to PS2 eventually, right? I digress. They were great, they were good. But I mean, if you wanted to get like a hey, Naughty Dog, go make a spy game, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it'd be fucking rad.
That, I want a spy, like, ever since I said that Mission Impossible thing, I want a spy game from Naughty Dog so bad. Like, I need a spy game.
New existence. Dog. Crazier things have happened.
I'm trying.
Next up here is Red Dead Redemption 2 enhanced for PlayStation 5. GTA 5 is not. I say no. I don't think you get either of these because I just don't think Rockstar wants to. Rockstar thinks that they're bigger than any event. They're Rockstar. So, no, why would they come do this when they can make this statement on their own and get all the juice on their own and not have to worry about competing? Not that they would. They'd blow everybody else out of the water. Not necessarily, I guess, but
they did show up when they announced GTA 5. That was at a Sony conference. GTA, not the original GTA 5, but the remastered GTA 5 for PS4 and Xbox One.
That's fair.
And so, like, this being a similar case, I could see it, but I don't know if, like, right now is the time. Like, I don't know if Rockstar wants to be involved in, like, the launch process of the consoles, right? Like, I think Rockstar likes to own news cycles in the way where the purpose of a Rockstar game isn't to sell your console. The purpose of a Rockstar game is to sell that game, and is to, like, own that brand. And so, like, I think this will happen. I think both GTA 5 and Red Dead Redemption 2 are going to come to PS5 and Xbox Series X. But yeah, I don't think right now is the time where we'll get that info.
Well, via smart delivery, it's already on your Xbox Series X.
No comment from me. No comment from me. I
Half-Life Alex PS5. Half-Life Alex PS5. No release window. Do you think today we hear about Half-Life Alex on the PlayStation?
You know what? 5? I'm gonna say yes. I'm gonna say yes.
You're betting on all the wrong horses. No way. I don't. I think that's the thing. Is that I think for PlayStation 5, you're talking about PlayStation 5 and these experiences that you want to do. I don't think you talk about VR at all. Not because I don't think they're going to do VR stuff. I just think that that's such a cumbersome message of it's a brand new console. It's amazing. And it still runs VR. And it's the old VR that you could get right now if you wanted to go get it. It's backwards compatible. But going forward, we probably will do another. You don't. And then it's like people are excited for that game. They get cool. I'm going to buy the PlayStation 5 for $500, let's say. And then they go look at a PlayStation VR bundle. Like, oh, that's expensive. Like, is this too much? That's too much.
I do think they're right. Like right now where Sony's at, I think they see a future in VR. And I think if that is true, then part of the launch cycle for this new system should include some sort of messaging that is also the PS5 is going to enhance your PSVR games in some way. Also, like your PSVR games are going to be able to take advantage of this new system. And I think Half-Life Alyx would be the game to do that.
That's interesting because I think that, but I agree with that. That's how I would message it if I was going to do it, but I just don't think you would message it yet. I don't think you would say that mm-hmm. yet. I don't think you want people worrying about buying both PlayStation VR and a PlayStation 5.
That's fair.
But we'll see. We're gonna find out soon enough, right? By the way, yeah, if you're watching 40 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, that means 20 more minutes of Games Daily before we transition. Final Fantasy 16. Is Final Fantasy 16 going to appear? Blessing
him. No, I don't think so.
I agree. I don't think so. No, I think you keep. If anything, I'd be more worried or interested in. Is it going to be whatever they were calling Final Fantasy 7 to?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Yeah. You know what I mean? Is that going to be that they're going to announce a PlayStation 5 version of Final Fantasy 7 that has some bonus content that we didn't see yet or some other thing? We will see.
I agree.
New Dragon Age teased.
Not crazy. Yeah, not crazy because we know they announced it, right? Like they revealed that a new Dragon Age is coming at Game Awards. And I can't remember if it was last Game Awards or the Game Awards before that, but I think at a Game Awards they announced that Dragon Age is coming. And so it seems like the time, so I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Although, I think it's possible. Dragon Age, I don't think it's going to happen. I'm going to say no.
Fuck. Dragon Age is BioWare, and so it's EA, and EA has an event coming too. And so
EA Play. A week from today, right? It's a week from Thursday. Yes, it's a week from Thursday, which is today. A week from today. We'll be live streaming reacting to that too, by the way.
I'm gonna say yes, because I think they could do like the double hit of like, you know, reveal it now, or like I guess reveal like some kind of trailer and be like, hey, return to EA Play to see an even deeper dive into Dragon Age 6.
Definitely something we've seen many a time.
Yeah.
Next is no price. Will we see the price? Yes or no?
No.
So you're saying no price. You're agreeing with the Square. I'm agreeing with the Square too. No price. Yeah. No Last of Us Part 2 or Ghost of Tsushima.
I agree. I don't think we'll see those games today.
This is where it's really tough. Because again, what is this going to look like?
Those games are definitely going to be part of the marketing leading up to PS5, but I don't think you want to market those as PS5 games before the release.
I feel like at a normal E3, I would say, of course, those are going to be there. Because even if it is, even if we were billing up to a normal E3 and we're in LA right now, it would be the, hey, yeah, it's all about PlayStation 5. But you know they would do that opening montage hype reel that would have PS4 games in it that build up to it. And I think that counts. I'm counting that. Because this says no Last of Us Part 2 or Ghost of Tsushima, period. Meaning that if they just show them in a highlight reel, I think that counts. I think that's a real thing. And that's my thing is PlayStation...
What kind of highlight reel, though? Are we talking about like a highlight reel that'll
talking
like
about the hype thing?
Like the hype highlight reel? Then I'm going to say yes.
Remember PlayStation 4? It must have been the actual E3 conference, and I'm totally talking out my ass here. Kindoffunny.com/you're wrong. I remember how when we were watching and reacting to that, and it was it went through and it put up the PS, and then when it would have done 4, the whole screen went black because when we still didn't know what they were going to call it officially. So I guess it was the February event then. I remember watching that and being like, well, that led in, I think, with gameplay. Maybe I've watched like 1500 goddamn PlayStation conferences. They all run together now. I still think you'd see that if they're doing it normally, they do something there.
If we're talking about like highlight reels and like the get hype reel, then I'm going to say yes. I think we'll see The Last of Us and Ghosts in that.
In your wrong, I'm looking at it to see if anybody had updated us yet. No updates. Nanobiologist points out the Crash mobile game is a free runner that released on April 23rd, 2020. And then Ignacio Rojas says the female bandicoot shown was Crash's sister, not his girlfriend, you perverts. And so does Blue Polygon says that's Coco Bandicoot's Crash sisters, you sick fuck.
And that's what you call her before? You called her like
Twan. I just read the article. I don't fucking know any of these things. I don't know if you know. I grew up.
You said the character, and I was like, you said the name, and I was like, I've never heard of that character ever before.
Twana. The Frankfurter holiday, the titular hero, and his girlfriend Twana. T-A-W-N-A. Tawna? Twana? Tawna?
Twana is different from Coco. I'm looking this up.
I don't fucking know. I'm just reading what the fucking question said. Everybody can direct this hate to the fucking thing. Gaff says that the PS4 thing was the February event. There you go.
No, yeah, Tawna. It's
Frankfurter says the article, and you're wrong. He says the article I read said girlfriend. So let's just, ladies and gentlemen,
Coco is Crash Bandicoot's sister. Tawna is his fine girlfriend. Oh my God.
If we can just settle this once and for all and move on, all right? Crash Bandicoot fucks his sister. Thank you. back to Cameron Kennedy's bingo card here, all right? The next one up here is no blessing. Batman or Harry Potter game.
What's up, Kevin?
Kevin's Twana is super hot, right?
Right? No, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's crazy. Nice. I don't want to bring attention to it. But
she reminds me of, like, she reminds me of Candy Kong. You know Candy Kong, Kevin, from
isn't that the little kid? Weren't we against that?
No. Oh, no, that's Tiny. That's Tiny. There's Tiny. And hold up. Let me look this up before I
all right. So now I'm looking at Twana stuff here. I'm seeing her. This is from her wiki page. This thing is a nightmare.
You're probably looking at the old version, right?
First of all, it's Tawna, not Twana. Also,
I'm
just
Candy
Kong,
what the fucking question says.
Candy Kong is not the child. Candy Kong is, she like runs like a guitar shop or like a music shop. Indie kids.
Johnny Jew in the chat goes, Candy Kong is no kid.
Which one's the kid one that Barrett likes?
Tiny? I think you're thinking of Tiny.
I don't know.
No Batman or Harry Potter game at the PlayStation 5 event today. What do you say, Blessing?
I agree. I don't think we'll see him.
How would I want to?
I want to also. I really want to see that Harry Potter game.
Whatever. Yeah, but I want to see the Batman game. Just a tease. Just the logo. Did you see that one going around that I think it was already confirmed fake or whatever, but it had a screenshot at the end of it, like Fear the Night or Watch the Night or something like that?
Is that not the thing that's been going around for the last, like, half year?
I don't fucking know. I just like to see things. You know what I mean?
Was it, like, in French?
Louis, oui. No. Resident Evil 8. Do you think you see Resident Evil 8 there?
Yes, Resident Evil 8 Village or whatever. Yes, I think we'll see it.
I think you see Resident Evil 8 there as well, and I'm incredibly stoked for that. I hope it's got VR and everything else for it, but yeah. Resident Evil 8, there, take it to the bank. Here you go. DualSense is said by 5+ different voices. So more than 5 different voices say
yes.
DualSense.
Well, five is a lot.
We don't know what we're doing, and so it could be the answer, but then if they are pushing it, you could have a lot of... But are you doing developer walkthrough titles where they're going to be like, yeah, the DualSense allows us to do all sorts of cool different...
Oh, you know what? Yeah, that's a good point. I'm going to say yes. 5+ voices
say
DualSense.
Because no. in the way I'm envisioning it, I just don't see... Mm-hmm. That you have that many people. 5 different voices is 5 different people saying DualSense.
I could see them going from dev to dev when they're revealing titles, because I think that'd be a good way to do it. But yeah, like, we just don't know.
We don't
know. I'm going to say
that's
yes.
The scariest part. Okay, you're saying yes. I'm saying no. COVID-19 mentioned only once and not by name. So we're going to say what? That counts as, like, in light of recent events, you know?
Yeah, or like work from home.
It's been a rough time or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, during
that's
these
too ambiguous.
Times.
I don't like that because that's too ambiguous. Because I mean, yeah, if you're gonna say we're working from home, then I guess that counts, and then yeah, then you've said it. But again,
what did they say? If they say during these unprecedented times, does that count? Because yeah. I'm gonna say yes. I think they will say that 100%.
Okay, then yeah, then I see that, and I'll count that too. And then final one on the bingo card: Avengers game footage. Will we see the Avengers game here?
No, because that's the PS4 either. Game.
It is, but I mean, it'll be, I'm sure, I mean, you're building a game as a service. You're going to bring it over and make it work.
For sure.
And then what? It's next week? 2 weeks? 3 weeks? No, 3 weeks. On the 24th is Marvel's Avengers War Table, which is, they're doing their whole like presentation there. So, not that that disqualifies by any stretch of the imagination, but I think that it just does put it into a spot of like, all right, this is already happening. Ivan N points out the tagline was Capture the Night. Thank you very much. And that is the bingo card, ladies and gentlemen. I urge you to go to twitter.com/CameronKen. You can get your own. You can watch along live with us and react with us and tell us what's happening. You can point out how we do, because we will not be keeping track of it.
Can I, can be... I, I was gonna say, can I quick fire a few of you just to see what you think? Because I actually wrote down predictions when I saw that this was gonna be like bets and predictions for Kind of Funny Games Daily.
I appreciate that.
Do you think we see Blue Point's new game?
I do.
Do you think it's Demon's Souls?
I do.
Do you think I agree? Do you think we see Gran Turismo?
No. You?
I think so. I think so.
It would be time. It would make sense, right?
Yeah. And like
it is PlayStation, it is Gran Turismo.
When I think of like launch lineups, like there has to be some boring games in there. Like there's no launch. There's no not. And this is me.
There's got to be some crap in there.
This is not me throwing shade at Gran Turismo because I know people love Gran Turismo. But like there are going to be games in the launch lineup that aren't going to be for everybody. And I think Gran Turismo kind of counts as that. Like usually you'll see some kind of big racing title because those take advantage of the hardware, specifically like showing off how beautiful graphics can be. And so I think Gran Turismo feels that. And then my last one I want to throw at you, Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, I do think you'll see that here. Good job, Wes. Good job on that one.
For sure. Here's one I'll talk to you. Sorry. Oh, I had one more that I forgot that I can't remember if we talked about this or not. Silent Hill. Do you think we see Silent Hill?
I think we do. Again, it's one of those where you hear these rumors long enough that you're just like, oh, that's got to be true. I do feel that way on this one, but I feel like, yeah, it's got to be true at this point that, yeah, they're going to do that and they're going to take it and run with it and crush it.
So one of my predictions that I wrote down was that we do get Silent Hill, but we also get a get hype moment, which is a possible tease of Kojima's Silent Hills, which is episodic.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. I don't think that's going to happen. That's too. We're back to, you know, living in our perfect world, right? And
living at
the
end of it,
they're like, and guess what? We're giving Kojima Metal Gear. We're all like, yeah.
Like,
I would love that, but no, I don't think that'll happen. I think Silent Hill happening will be the first step towards that, towards getting, you know, getting this relationship with Konami established. PlayStation gets to make the games and then bringing Kojima back in to do Silent Hills, right? And then go off and make Metal Gear, hopefully, in a perfect world.
Yeah.
Who knows? One that I've seen kicked around and that won't happen, but it's fun to talk about. Do you think they reveal The Last of Us Part 2 multiplayer here?
Oh, no. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think the marketing... I think that would probably
confusing, conflict right? a bit. There's too much going
yeah.
on.
Like, yeah. That would conflict a bit with the release launch or whatever you call it.
Yeah, your rollout.
Yeah, the rollout to The Last of Us Part 2. I think that confuses the message a little bit, especially if The Last of Us Part 2 isn't going to have that multiplayer in it. Then it's like, all right, so there will be people out there that are like, all right, so when I buy Last of Us Part 2, do I not get this multiplayer? How does that work? And you don't want people to ask those questions.
Of course. No, you don't. I don't want people asking any questions, if I'm being honest. God bless. 30 minutes. 30 minutes till kickoff, which means
I'm so excited.
We got 10 minutes left here. I do want to get through a Roper report. While we're here, of course, I'll remind you this is Kind of Funny Games, twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. If you're joining us for the first time or watching, hey, how are you? We do Kind of Funny Games Daily each and every weekday where we run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, you should head over to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. You can be part of the show, ask your questions. Of course, you can get all our content free on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, podcast services around the globe. If you have Twitch Prime, we'd love it if you gave us your free 30-day subscription. Of course, it doesn't auto-renew, and you can't set or make it happen, so you have to set your own reminders. If you have Amazon Prime, that's Twitch Prime, yada, yada, yada. So many of you are watching right now as you get ready for this PlayStation 5 event. We're stoked. But for right now, let's begin the show with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. Jesus, Kevin, are you okay? Do I need to call your wife? There are four items on the Roper Report.
A baker's dozen.
Thank you, Kevin. Number one, guess what? As I predicted yesterday, those PlayStation 5 prices were bullshit. This is Joe Screbbles at IGN. Yesterday, Amazon.co.uk added a number of listings related to PlayStation 5, including a number of games, and most notably, the PlayStation 5 console itself for a price of £600, approximately $746. Amazon has now confirmed to IGN that these listings were in error. As noted by Wario64 on Twitter, Amazon UK posted listings for 500 gigabytes, 1 terabyte, and 2 terabyte models of the PS5. Currently, the PS5 is listed only with an 825 gigabyte model, all priced at $599.99. At around the same time, a reported 118 listings for PlayStation 5 games also appeared on the retailer site, including apparent unnamed games from publishers such as Konami, Bethesda, and Rockstar. Several of those listings included a £69.99 retail price, parentheses, full game, Full price games in the UK typically retail for $59.99 in current gen. The same pricing across console models, as well as the sheer number of game listings, suggested that this was speculative rather than informed listings from Amazon. And Amazon UK PR has now confirmed that. Quote, this was an error, said an Amazon UK spokesperson to IGN, speaking specifically to the PS5 console listing. It, quote, was priced as a dummy product with a dummy price, end quote. So there you go, blessing. Me and Gary did a whole show, and then you were wrong. I was like, you're not going to talk about PlayStation 5 prices? And I'm like, because they're fucking not real. And now you all know. Trust Greg Miller. Forget everything else. Call your mother right now and say, I can't talk to you anymore. I'm on Greg's side.
That makes sense. Like $600.
The thing of calling your mom and telling her not to talk because you're on my side. Oh,
yeah, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. No, like the $600 thing or 600 pound thing being like a price holder or a placeholder for the price. Like, I think you want to, if you're making a placeholder, you probably want to aim on the high side. I imagine if you're going for like a big old hardware release like this. And yeah, like £600 for a for the PS5, that would be something. Like I like crazier things have happened. Obviously, like the PS3 was super expensive.
That worked out well for them.
Yeah, you would imagine that they don't want to repeat that
over time.
And so we'll see.
We'll see. Maybe we get it today. And maybe again, this is a moot point. You're just listening, laughing at us, and I like that. Number two is the Spider-Man 2 thing is an Insomniac's game. Next game. Number three, Sony patents AI to take over for rage quitters. This is Jordan Oleman at IGN. A patent filed by Sony suggests that artificial intelligence could one day take over if your opponent quits in a multiplayer game. This patent was first posted to Reddit by user Wolfgang CapZ yesterday, but you can check out the full patent listing on PatentScope website. The abstract summarizes what this technology would achieve in a convincing manner. Quote, when the first player quits or stops responding before the multiplayer game has completed, the first player is replaced by a computer-simulated version of the first player that selects its actions based on probabilities circulated from the tracked actions of the first player. The multiplayer game is thus able to continue without interruption or disruption, and the first player's play style is preserved. That's super dope.
That's crazy.
But it's also like, this is what we're using AI for.
Yeah.
Problems in the world. So many things that we need to automate and get off, you know, do. And then like, we're like, what's the first thing we should patent for? Let's fucking take over when people quit video games. That's what we need to do. And that way it learns. It's not just a computer version that takes over. It's very much like, I've been watching you and studying you, and now I get to do you as you would have done yourself.
Yeah, like I didn't read the full story when I first saw it on the doc, and so I assumed that it was just like a random like AI, like programmed AI, like you would see in any other game. But yeah, the idea that they're a computer simulated version of the player of the first player that selects its actions based on probabilities calculated from the tracked actions of the first player, like that. I mean, that is what you're saying, right? Like, it's crazy that we're using AI.
It's paying attention to, like, if you're only using shotguns and machine guns or whatever, like in Fortnite, it's paying attention to that. And so when you drop out, it's going to be like, well, I'm only going to use shotguns and machine guns.
What do you think Sony's patenting this?
As usual, Sony patents a whole bunch of crazy stuff. I mean, I think, you know, I think PlayStation patents tend to get circulated more. I think they're patenting more and more weird shit all the time. But I think it is that they do have intense R&D at PlayStation. Like a lot of, you know, so many people over there, Dr. Richard Marks, right, are just working on totally weird shit that maybe never is used. But also, if we do start using it, we want to make sure we own it.
Yeah. I don't know. That's interesting.
Number four on the Roper Report to close this out, Death Stranding has had its Half-Life content teased. I got a press release today saying here's all the specs you'll need on your PC to run Death Stranding, and I was like, well, it would fuck off. But then at the bottom it said this: Death Stranding for PC is also receiving a hotly anticipated injection of Half-Life related content, offering surreal crossover missions with Valve's Half-Life universe. A familiar face has crossed over into the world of Death Stranding, impersonating Bridges employees and sending request emails, prompting Sam to locate and secure companion cubes throughout the world. Completing these requests will reveal the mystery behind the friendly imposter and award Sam with useful new equipment and accessories. That's cool. Pretty cool. Yeah. That sounds like a red bringing companion cubes all over. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, that sounds really cool.
That's the Roper Report. Blessing, I can't wait to see what we're going to get announced at the PlayStation 5 event. But the PlayStation 5 event is still 23 minutes away, and that's too far. If I want to know what games are in mom and grab shops today, where would I go?
The official list of upcoming software across each and every platform, as listed by the Kind of Funny Games Daily Show hosts each and every weekday.
Yeah! Out today, Evan's Remains on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, PC, and Mac. Project Warlock on Switch. Samurai Showdown Neo Geo Collection on PC. Beyond Blue, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC. Samurai Showdown again. Oh, on PC. It's not the collection, I guess. Ancestors Legacy on Switch. Depth of Extinction on PlayStation 4. Glass Masquerade Double Pack on Switch. Magazine Mogul on Switch. Jumper Starman on PC. GTA Online has new stuff. A new batch of triple and double rewards are available in GTA Online this week, plus unlockable clothing, vehicle, and arena war-related discounts, and new Twitch Prime benefits, including 200K of GTA bucks. Remember, if you're Twitch Prime, give us that free 30-day subscription. Why not? It's super easy. Link your accounts. We love you. And then Takedown at Guardian Breach is out for Borderlands 3 right now. And then a bunch of EA games have made their way to Steam, in addition to what you already knew of EA games making their way to Steam. Today, players can experience modern-day warfare in Battlefield 3 and Battlefield 4, or World War I and World War II battles of the past in Battlefield 1 and Battlefield 5, respectively. Watch the new trailer. Players can also fight for humanity as Commander Shepard in Mass Effect 3, or visit New Worlds as Sarah or Scott Ryder in Mass Effect Andromeda. In addition, players can play as iconic Star Wars characters and with the incredible Star Wars vehicles in Star Wars Battlefront 1 and Star Wars Battlefront 2. Last Friday, of course, the Command and Conquer Remastered Collection was the second new EA game to launch on Steam with great success, reaching the top game globally on Steam best-selling charts during its launch weekend. Then, new dates for you. Seven Doors is coming to Steam on June 26th. Journey Through Hell in Neverwinter, Avernus launching on June 30th on PC. The localized digital versions of one of the highest revered shoot 'em up game series in history of video gaming are heading to Nintendo Switch and the PSN. The Darius Cosmic Collection console and the Darius Cosmic Collection arcade will be available on June 16th.
Right. Have you ever heard of Darius Cosmic Collection?
I've heard of Darius. Cosmic? Yeah, I've heard of Darius, okay. But I honestly only put this in and I put it in unedited because I know somewhere Jared Petty's going, ooh!
Yeah.
The Dark Pictures anthology Little Hope has been delayed. It was supposed to come out this summer, but because of all the COVID stuff and working from home, they're now targeting a fall 2020 release. Deal of the day for you. From next Thursday, June 18th, Pathway will be available to play for free on the Epic Game Store for 1 week only, ending June 25th. From then on, Epic Store users can purchase the game for $15.99. And that's all that.
Well, I might have a deal of the day, but I'm checking to make sure it's still going on. I don't know if you guys saw this or talked about the bundle going on itch.io.
We did. No, Imran brought
that
up.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Oh, perfect.
Imran and Fran tackled that the other day. But if you wanted to bring it up again, I think they added to it since then, right?
Oh, yeah. So right now there's 1,500 games and games and items, because there's some like texture packs and stuff or game assets, asset packs that are included. But on itch.io, if you go there, it should be their featured bundle. They're doing essentially like a fundraiser kind of deal where it's basically for like a minimum of $5 you can donate, and it goes to, I believe, I'm trying to figure out where it goes to. NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund and the Community Bail Fund. If you go to itch.io, donate that much, you then get access to 1,500 games and items. And so it's a very good pack. And there is like games like Overland, Night in the Woods, A Short Hike, Celeste.
I mean, just a bunch of great stuff in there.
Just a bunch of great games. Minute.
Yeah, and I know you have Minute. Barrett, Jared always loved Minute too.
Oh yeah, Minute is. Did you ever try out Minute?
Me, I started it. Yeah, but I think I started on Switch, and then I got announced it's coming to PlayStation. Then I never put it up on PlayStation.
That makes sense.
I understood. It didn't hit smack for me, but I probably should give it a more honest shot.
It's like a cool small experience. Like, it's definitely not like my favorite game ever, but it's a game that I jumped into, and I was like, that was a very pleasant game to play.
While we've been live, I'm looking at my email. I got a couple things for you that have come through. Dauntless Call of the Void update is now available. Journey, the iconic adventure game, is now out on Steam. $14.99. Players who purchase the game within the first 2 weeks will also receive Flower on Steam for free. I think that's the breaking news out of my inbox as we get ready here. So it's time to squad up. This is where one of you writes into patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Give me your name, username, platform of choice, and why you need help. I read it here. The best friends come and find you, and everybody plays video games together. Today, Mark Freeman is back. Of course, you know him from Twitter as TheIndieBoy1. He writes, last week's community Zoom was brilliantly ran by MC Fixer and was very eye-opening. He did an amazing job. Please go follow him on Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, etc. He is MC Fixer everywhere. Massive thank you to Fix. This week, the Kinda Funny Best Friend Community Zoom will be Saturday. It'll be from noon to 3 p.m. Pacific, but might go longer as usual. All the details are going to be pinned to my tweet on @theindieboy1. That's the number one, @theindieboy1 over on Twitter. I hope to see you there, Mark. Of course, yes, thank you to MC Fixer and thank you to Mark for running these community meetups, doing some Zoom stuff. You should go hang out there. Again, twitter.com/theindieboy1. Pinned tweet will give you all the details on how to be a part of it. We are now jumping into You're Wrong. If you're watching live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, it's your job to go to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong and tell you what we screwed up. Nanobiologist says 600 pounds is $750 US. You're correcting an article, but I thank you for it because I definitely don't know anything about pounds to dollars.
Oh, Nanobiologist pointed out, this is a good one, 13XIII, the Roman numeral, the PS2 game, the remastered game is being released November 10th.
Oh, interesting. Well, I'm not owing that. Whatever. I'm owing that. Nimmo says, Dr. Richard Marks no longer works for Sony Magic Lab R&D. He moved to Google in 2018. I fucking forgot all about that. Thank you very much. Oh, cool. Nanobiologist says, heads up, typing BLM in the chat provides a link to the itch.io.
Button. Oh,
that's great.
Cool.
Yeah, people love Blessing. We already knew that.
Did you see the screenshots for 13, the remastered one? They look great. Like, this looks like a Portal game,
right?
This the one now?
David Duchovny, he was the voice of the guy. It's first person. Oh, located.
Yes. Okay. It came out on PS2.
Yep.
Yeah, it's that game.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kinda Funny Games Daily. The fact that we're wrapping up the show means you are 15 minutes removed from the PlayStation 5 reveal event. Remember, if you are listening or watching this later, you can go to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and watch our live reactions recorded there. Of course, as soon as the PlayStation 5 event is over, we will be doing PS I Love You XOXO, our PlayStation podcast, so you can get your post-game analysis there as well. Also, youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Remember, tomorrow, Friday, 12:01 a.m. Pacific time, The Last of Us Part 2 review pops. It'll be spoiler free, so don't worry about that. And then remember, the core community game jam, or the core Kinda Funny game jam contest, ends tomorrow right after Games Daily. We're doing that. Remember, the Gorilla Collective is, of course, Saturday, 9 a.m. Pacific, another Kinda Funny game showcase hosted by us. But that's all you need to know. PlayStation 5 is about to happen. Blessing, are you excited?
I'm so excited. Do you think we get a Kojima game?
Don't tease me with that. Don't put those kind of informations in my head. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, don't go anywhere. We're not going offline or anything. If you're watching later or whatever, it's been our pleasure to serve you.